Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hello, my loves, and welcome back for another video. Guys, I have been summoned. I am so freaking pumped for today's video because let's just say that everything in my life is truly coming full circle, and I'm seeing a lot of hidden signs from the universe that I'm in the right place and that I need to expand. I was scrolling on TikTok the other day and I noticed this pretty big creator on there talking about her weight loss journey and how she has been eating snack plates and just kind of making it like tongue in cheek. And I noticed that the top comment under her TikTok was about me. And I was like, no freaking way. Now, a little inside scoop on how I have pretty much looked at my YouTube success all these years is that because I live in the suburbs of New Jersey and I don't really go out much, I truly just live in my own tiny little bubble with my very close friends. I just sometimes forget the impact that some of my content has made. But that being said, whenever I see people mention my name in a positive way and saying that like I changed their life and that I made them look at eating differently and that their weight loss was impacted by me, I still feel like I'm in absolute disbelief. The amount of DMs and messages and comments I get saying that you guys have lost 20, 30, 50 pounds following what I have taught, I am like, guys, I'm not a coach. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a nutritionist. But then I'm like, you know what? I need to start walking in my power a little bit more and giving myself more credit. Because the truth is, I'm a girl just like you who struggled with weight all of my adult life and even a little bit before I was an adult as well. And I tried everything that people would suggest. I bought into every fad. I did the things that I thought I had to do. I was prepping. I was doing these ridiculous workouts. And I just never really saw myself change the way that I wanted to and the way that I knew I could until I did my own research and I did my own style of eating and working out that has now completely changed the way I look, the way I feel, and even just the way that I've been able to speak with you guys. Even though it can be a little bit redundant, I just think that it's the perfect time of year for us to refresh our memories. So today's video is going to be the start of a series, and it's all about how to unbig your back before summer. What are my credentials, you ask? Well, I went from this, yep, that right there, to this. And this particular series means a lot to me because I know that if you actually follow the things that I share, you more than likely will see a huge change in your body because I was not special. I did not have a fast metabolism. There was nothing that I did that was insane or crazy, but it was a lot about not making excuses anymore, changing my mindset, changing my habits, and resetting my hormones and my body to where I wasn't going to be inflamed when it was not necessary. We need to remove some habits, some ideas, some negative influence from our lives before we can see the change that we want. The truth is, a lot of the reason why I did not lose weight in the first place was because I truly did not know how it worked. So we're gonna go into every single thing that made a massive impact on how I was able to remove and shed the weight. These are things that I had to let go of, things I had to ditch. Okay, the first thing that I want you guys to ditch to unpick your back before summer is rewarding yourself with food. And not only should we not reward ourselves with food, but we shouldn't use food to supplement any type of like peace when it pertains to an emotion. Whether you're feeling bitter, angry, sad, happy, celebratory, loving, romantic, I don't care what the emotion is. Do not look at food as the only way to really make that moment special or to like improve that moment. Now, I can understand how social media and even just day-to-day life can inspire you to want to use food to enjoy life more. And food should be enjoyed. It should not be something that you look at as bad. I don't want that. No. But when you are dealing with weight troubles, you have used food too much to enhance your life. And I'm going to speak from experience because the truth is there was a little bit of an obsession with using food to supplement a feeling I was having, or to like make a feeling that I was having more enhanced. So like if I'm feeling happy or celebratory, I need to go have a piece of cake. I need to go get ice cream. I need to get like a snack. If I was feeling sad, I wanted to eat to make myself feel better. If I was feeling any type of just like anxiety or this or that, food was always a go-to. But what I've learned in becoming a more healthy person is that there's other outlets that we can bring into our lives that are better for those emotions. When you stop looking at food as a way to reward yourself and more as a way to fuel yourself and to stay consistent, to use it as energy, to use it as a way to get through the day and feel good, you will stop looking at food in a weird and negative way. The biggest mindset tip that I gave myself that really helped me was not needing temporary satisfaction. And rewards, especially with food, it's temporary. You enjoy the moment, but it's not something that you enjoy later, especially if you're dealing with weight troubles. So once I realized that these little moments add up and that they cause me to be more mad at myself later, I let myself pause, think, and really reflect. I do not want to escape through food, especially on a journey like this. I want to actually encourage healthier habits, and that was not one of them. Okay, the next habit to ditch to unbig your back this summer is binge drinking. Now, for those who have been a part of my journey, you know that I quit drinking when I first started my journey. And the reason why I did this was for a multitude of reasons. One, because I was in extreme caloric deficit, so I wasn't eating a lot, and drinking really would not have made sense considering I wasn't eating a ton of food all the time, and it's just not healthy to drink in excess when you're not intaking a lot of calories. Another thing was that I noticed that my drinking became excessive when I was at my heaviest. I would have 2-3 Cosmos before my dinner even came out. So let's just say I sat down at a restaurant, I would order a Cosmo, and I would finish it before my appetizer, and then I would get another one for my appetizer, and then before dinner, I was like halfway done with my second drink. And I'm thinking, okay, this is like excessive. And it was becoming a habit. Now, I'm not gonna say that I was ever drinking too much throughout the week, but when I did drink, I drank too much, whenever that was, even if it was once a month. So I completely cut alcohol out of my life while I was losing weight. And I integrated it back into my life a few months later, once I noticed that I was becoming a healthier person. Because when you notice that you have instilled a lot of unhealthy habits in your life, it is important to remove any type of enabling distraction. You don't want to have things in your atmosphere, in your vicinity, that could get you carried away again. And I noticed that just like food, how I was throwing it back and eating it too much, that was the same with liquor. I was not good at being slow. I wasn't good at my feminine movements and just sipping and enjoying. It was always like a straight up guzzle. So becoming sober helped me recenter myself in becoming better at making healthier choices. So now when I drink, I don't drink as much. And I love a cocktail and I love a glass of wine. Trust and believe. But I do know that binge drinking really adds to the weight. And if you don't drink, but you maybe are having Diet Coke too much or just Coca-Cola in general or juice, and that's something that you're picking up more than water, cut it out. It's just as bad. It's causing you to feel inflamed, it's affecting your skin, it's affecting your performance. I would recommend more water, less drinking, and just see what it does. Just see how it improves your skin, your body, your mind, and your soul.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Now, for those who don't know this about me, I actually have one-on-one consults available via Zoom, and I do it a very like unconventional way. You guys just email me and I'll leave the email down in the description box. And I literally just set up a call with you guys. You can either book for one session or a month, which is essentially once a week for 4 weeks. What I've really noticed being a theme in my consults that a lot of women are sharing with me is that they are so perplexed why they're gaining weight or why they're unable to lose weight because they only eat one meal a day. And it was an aha moment for me because I had to think back in all the years that I was overweight, because not every year was the same. Just because I was overweight doesn't mean that every year I did the same thing. But there were years in my weight gain where I was like going to Starbucks and then I would have like one big meal and then that would be it. I have noticed this being the case for a lot of girls who work pretty rigorous jobs and you don't want to eat at work and you're constantly eating one meal a day. You need to ditch the one meal a day eating habit to unbig your back this summer. And I know it's hard, but I need you guys to listen to me. There is something about eating one big juicy meal a day that is slowing down your metabolism, that is causing you to have inflammation, that is probably stressing you out. It's stressing your body out. Your body needs fuel more often than that. And when you do fuel it, you're fueling it with a lot of food because it's the only thing you're eating. It's just not going to benefit you. And it causes you to have irregular eating schedules. You're more starving on some days and then other days you're not hungry at all. And it just doesn't allow you to feel consistent in your journey. If you want to notice weight loss fast, eat more consistently. I would recommend at least 2 to 3 meals a day and making sure that you are in a caloric deficit and you're eating whole foods or plant-based or both and trying to increase your protein and your fiber. When you do this, your body will change forever. I always notice when I'm more inflamed, and it's when I was skipping meals and doing the most whenever I would eat. It was just not necessary. So when you do smaller meals and even just like little bites throughout the day and it feels more consistent, your body appreciates it more. It allows it to digest better. You feel more energized. You're fueling it with the right things and your body agrees with that type of system a lot better. I don't know what it is. I don't have like the science facts to prove what it actually is doing to you when you eat one meal a day. I just know that everyone I know that brags about that tends to still be holding excess weight in the stomach area. I was that girl, but that is something that I learned not to do anymore. Next thing to ditch is the complicated meal prepping. When I stopped meal prepping, doing complicated food organization, when I stopped mixing all these different ingredients together, that's when the weight flew off my body. What I feel like was lacking in information, at least given to me in my own journey, and it's not that it wasn't there, it just wasn't stressed enough, was how important it is to have a consistent eating schedule that is simplified. I found that when I ate more simple foods that weren't enhanced with like sour cream drizzle and tahini this and this and that, and just like extra nonsense being added to the meals, when I just started getting really basic and simple with it, where I would just do like a ground beef, a potato, a pepper, a soup, and kind of grazing, but also adding some protein in there, that is when I lost the most weight. When I eat simple things, that is when my body is just loving it. So if you really want to see some extreme weight loss, cut up some vegetables, pop them in the oven, make your favorite protein, whether it's chicken, fish, or ground beef, make a simple little, you know, seasoning on it, salt, pepper, lemon juice, boom. When you guys eat that consistently, you will lose weight. It's when you're having all these intricate little recipes and you're prepping your meal every week, which not only is that time consuming and very annoying, especially when you're trying to stay disciplined, but it just feels too much in spirit. Being very simplified is like the secret that I feel like was not stressed to me enough. The next thing I feel like is a no-brainer, but maybe it's not, and it's to ditch any type of stress in your life. When you are stressed beyond belief, you carry that in your face, in your shoulders, in your arms, in your stomach, in every part of your body. Your body holds on to stress. It is incapable of losing that extra weight when it's stressed. So when you are stressed, it increases your inflammation. It heightens your cortisol. You possibly are not sleeping well, and this affects how you look. It affects how your body performs. It affects your GI tract. It affects if you are producing a proper stool. Just saying. Now, obviously, I know that you can't minimize every single stressor in life, but if there is unnecessary stress in your life, remove it. And let me also add this, because I like to keep it real. Not only do I want you guys to eliminate stress, but I also want you guys to eliminate too much comfort. A lot of us really are not stressed. We're a little lazy. We're chilling a little too much. We are exhausted from the bare minimum. And you need to stop lying to yourself saying that you're tired when you're not. Stop lying to yourself. The other day, I was laying in bed, just kind of scrolling on my phone. And this was like midday. I was just kind of tired. And I said, okay, I'm not going to go to the gym. Like, I just don't feel good. And then I laid there and thought about it more. And I'm like, okay, are you really actually super tired? Or is it just like a moment thing? And you probably could pop yourself up out of bed in like 10 minutes and get ready to go. And the answer was, I could pop myself out of bed and get ready and go. And sometimes it just takes having that inner dialogue with yourself. So that's exactly what I did. And I'm so grateful I did, because I had a great workout at the gym. I felt amazing. So I say all this to say, ditch stress, but also ditch being lazy. When you are adding things into your life that your body and mind does not need, it is going to cause you to struggle with your weight. You are not going to see the scale moving down and your body shrinking if you are in a stagnant place that is causing you to have heightened anything. Because even if you are lazy, it's going to heighten your emotions. You're going to feel like a loser. You're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel lazy and uncomfortable. And then that causes you to have anxiety and high cortisol and all these things that eventually cause you to have inflammation. Just try to eliminate these things so that you can see a little bit more progress. Okay, the next thing to ditch, and this is for all of my girlies who are struggling to stay in a healthy, consistent routine, and it's to ditch irregularity. Our body craves predictability and doing the same thing every day. Our bodies want consistency. When you are consistently waking up at the same time, going to bed at the same time, eating at the same time, working out at the same time, eating around the same calories for each meal, your body will love it. It soaks it up. It enjoys it. It's when you're having completely different days every single day that is causing stress on the body. If you're waking up at 8 a.m. on Monday and then waking up at noon on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, you're waking up at 11 a.m. and you're just constantly changing the time and constantly changing when you eat and go to sleep and work out and when you just do certain things, it makes your body go in like fight or flight mode. And I have realized this over time, because even in my own weight loss journey, just because okay, like let me not ever try to act perfect here. Just because I lost weight doesn't mean that I have not seen it fluctuate even in my weight loss. Now, I've never actually gained a lot of weight back because I don't allow it to happen again, but I notice little tweaks in the scale or in my inflammation when I'm not sleeping well, when I have an irregular schedule, when I'm not eating around the same time every day, when I start to switch things up and I try to just do things as I please. No, my body doesn't like it. A woman's body craves consistency. It also craves giving it what it needs in that moment. So depending on your cycle and the phase of the month that you're in, you want to nurture it with what it needs. Get inquisitive about what the female body craves during each phase of the month and how it can be kind of harmonious and consistent throughout the entire month. It doesn't have to be the same exact thing, but it needs to be in the same realm. And on the topic of irregularity, ditch a shitty sleep schedule. When you are not sleeping well, you are not burning enough calories. You're not producing what you need. Your body needs rest. Your body tones in sleep. If you are sleeping very little or you're doom scrolling, you're causing your body stress and it's not allowing it to really rest and recover the way that it needs to. Now, you guys know, if you've been watching me, I have fasted and I still fast to this day. And it's just something that works for me. It allows me to stay consistent with my eating and not get carried away. Of course, every once in a while, I might go outside of my fasting window, but for the most part, I don't. So that being said, I have a specific schedule that I like to stick to, and I make sure that I'm sleeping a good amount. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've always been an early person. I am an early bird, but I do think that going to bed at the same time or around the same time is even better than waking up at a certain time. You need to be getting your rest. You need to incorporate more rest even in your day if you can. I don't like to be in a heightened state 24/7. I used to be someone who was tightly wound. I definitely got that from my mother. The generation before us, whether it was like the boomers or whatever, they grew up in different times. And I think that we as like millennials or Gen Z or whoever's watching this for that matter, we need to realize and consider that we don't need to kill ourselves to enjoy our lives. We don't need to kill ourselves to make money, to do things. And it's not healthy and it's not conducive long term. And we can love it for other people, but when it is actually affecting us, it's affecting our weight, it's affecting how we feel, it's affecting how we perform. You gotta look inward and be like, how can I fix this?
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
So I know for me that I had to make that shift inside and be like, you know what? I don't like the idea of being in a heightened state all the time. I don't want to feel always tightly wound and obsessed with doing 24/7, or else I'm going to feel like a loser. No, there is balance that I incorporate in my life and relaxation, and I really do enjoy it. And I fully immerse myself in it. That being said, I incorporate more sleep, and I think that when I'm sleeping less, I don't look as good. The more I sleep, the more I rest my body, the more that I burn. I've noticed I look flatter when I get my full 8 hours. I sure do. Okay, the next thing I want you guys to ditch is like the DoorDash, the Uber Eats, and the dining on the road, like dining while you drive. These are things that I think a lot of people who are struggling to unbig their back tend to really reach for in moments of stress or time crunches or even just laziness. If you know that something's an issue, remove it. So take the app off your phone, Postmates, Uber Eats, DoorDash, if it's something that is an issue for you. It was an issue for me. I was DoorDashing Jersey Mike's every single day when I was my heaviest. I would get that sub. You guys know I loved myself that veggie cheese sub and the bread. Oh, the vinegar. I just would eat that. And I would literally, I shit you not, go to the gym. And I was working out like an hour away from my apartment at the time. This was years ago. And I would do like a crazy workout with my trainer, come home, and I would order the Jersey Mike sub, and then I would fall asleep because I was so exhausted from the workout combined with like the heavy carbohydrate meal. And then I would wake up and then I would eat again for dinner. And like, I was wondering, why am I not losing weight? And now looking back, it's kind of funny to me. Removing the DoorDash, the Postmates, the Uber Eats will help you with that decision issue or like that impulsive issue that you have. Because for me, it was an impulse and lazy thing. If I really sat with myself for 5 minutes and asked myself, do you really need this? Do you really want this? The answer probably would have been no. So removing it in totality will help you, and always making sure you have things accessible for you. If you have a commute back and forth to work, right? And you tend to dine on the road a lot, bring stuff with you. Bring your prep with you, whatever that is. If it's just having some nuts or something to, you know, nibble on, maybe put some fruit in a container and eat that on the ride. But do not dine on the road often. Do not stop at McDonald's. Do not stop at Dunkin' Donuts every day. You will not be able to lose the weight. I'm telling you. It is such a subconscious thing that we do, especially if we do it often, which is just getting that, you know, cute little drink or getting that food or whatever and just needing it to like get by. No, remove the need, remove the impulse. Once you do that, you will see the weight fly off, especially if you're doing that often. I remember when I was a kid, my parents were obsessed with coffee, and they would make a big pot of coffee before they would go to work. And my mom would drink like 3-4 cups of coffee with the Coffee Mate creamer before she would go to work. And if you really think about it, that is a ton of coffee creamer. And I remember when they decided that they wanted to go on a weight loss journey, my parents, they love to do things like that together. They completely cut coffee creamer out and they were just drinking it black. And I remember the two of them lost like 15 pounds that first month. They looked so good. And it was just because the coffee creamer was causing them that much weight gain. So in saying all of this, I want you guys to know that it could be those little things that are incorporated in your diet or lifestyle that you don't even realize that are affecting how your body looks. So try to figure it out. The DoorDash was an issue for me, so that's why I'm sharing it with you. Ditch it, and you guys will see your back shrink. And the last thing to ditch is the excessive snacking. I'm gonna be real with you guys. I was never really a big snacker. I was always like a big meal girl. I love to eat multiple meals. But something that I have also heard a lot in my consults was the late night snacking, the grabbing for ice cream or the chips or the this or the that. No, remove the temptation. I don't even have snacks in my house. And when I do, I like hide them. And I don't believe in like having like these food obsessions to where you're like scared of making a decision. Like I don't want to fear eating or fear doing things, but there's just certain things that you know that you're going to get carried away with. If I had a bag of chips in my house right now, I would finish them in 48 hours. And I just don't believe that we should just tell people, oh, just get better at discipline and put them away. How about just don't buy them? How about just don't keep them in the house? Because if you know that about yourself, just don't even have them in the house. Now, what I like to do is replace snacks, even though I don't snack, with things that are worth snacking. So I believe in like in between meal bites. So if let's just say between lunch and dinner, I'm a little bit hungry or I want something just in my mouth, I'll cut up an orange. I'll sprinkle a little tahini or some watermelon or some peppers and cucumbers and have a dip or make myself a little arugula salad with lemon dressing. That's what I call a snack. And the more you eat like that, the better it tastes. I promise. I know that this sounds kind of like, ugh, Haley, it's like rabbit food. Guys, rabbits are cute and fluffy and gorgeous. Okay, why wouldn't you want to eat like that? Hello? Like, it actually tastes good. It takes like 2-3 weeks to reset your taste buds. Once you do it, you're going to be craving watermelon, craving oranges, craving blueberries, craving anything that's healthy that can be eaten in between meals. I promise. Okay, guys, that is my best kept secret. Those are the things that I would recommend to ditch to unbig your back this summer. I know that I always say this, but I really want you guys to hear it. These things really affect how you look quickly and they fall off just as quick. So when you remove these particular things, you're going to notice the inflammation going down immediately. You're going to notice that excess water weight kind of going down as well. You're going to feel less puffy, less fluffy, less heavy, less ugh. I hate that heaviness feeling in my stomach. I know I ate something bad or I ate something that just wasn't good for my gut when I have that heavy fullness, like that ugh, greasy, heavy fullness. When you take better care of yourself, you're more intuitive, you're more intentional, you will be so much happier with how you look and feel. Please leave a comment down below what you guys have ditched that has helped you unbig your back, whether it's helped you and you've noticed a weight loss already or that you're planning on ditching. I would love to hear from you. I hope you guys enjoyed today's topic as much as I enjoyed making it. Give this video a big thumbs up and send it to a friend. Send it to somebody that you know would really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye everyone. Mwah.
Pioneer.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.